Nicholas Johnson is chairman of the National Citizens Committee for Broadcasting. He is heard regularly analyzing the media on National Public Radio's award-winning news program, All Things Considered. He served 7 years on the Federal Communications Commission. He became known to the public as a spokesman for the listener's interest. He was not reappointed by Richard Nixon. Mr. Johnson is author of the book, How to Talk Back to Your TV Set. Here's part of our conversation with him, beginning with his recent work on the subject of violence on TV.
Well, you know, there have been studies done for years on the problem. We now have over 500 studies that show that violence on television does make children more violent in their behavior, that crimes that are shown on television will be reenacted by criminals in the street the next day. The problem is has been that nothing ever gets done on any of this. People just go on bemoaning it, and nothing happens. So what the National Citizens Committee for Broadcasting has done is to identify the advertisers, Phil, that are sponsoring this violence. We got a commercial firm to monitor all the network shows in prime time.
Yes.
And we got Dr. Gerbner's definition of violence. He's a professor at the University of Pennsylvania who's sort of around the world. He's figured to be the man that knows most about how to define violence. And so we did this monitoring, and then we just make this list available. Anybody that writes us, we'll be happy to send them a free copy of it. And they can see there the list of the television programs from the least to most violent, and the advertisers of the most violent programs, and also the corporations that do the least sponsorship of violence. If we can just give them that address.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just 1028 Connecticut Avenue, 1028 Connecticut Avenue in Washington, D.C., and the zip code here is 20036. 200 and then a 36. And they can send it to Nick Johnson or to the NCCB.
This question must have come up in your career with the Federal Communications Commission many times. Some people have never become reconciled to the fact that there should be a commission governing that area of freedom of expression. How far would you go with a federal commission in overseeing the content of the programs as to violence?
Well, shucks, if we could do it, Phil, I'd be all in favor of abolishing the whole thing. I mean, I'm not in favor of regulation for the sake of regulation. The problem is, though, that we got a First Amendment in this country, and it says that, at least in America, we're going to govern ourselves through what the people say.
Right.
And that everybody has a right to be heard, to express themselves. Now, it doesn't work that way on radio and TV, as you know. Can't anybody go out and get a radio or TV station because they're all gone, and these big corporations bought them all up. And if you want to go into the newspaper business, you can do it. Now, you may go bankrupt, but at least you can try. And there are, in fact, a lot more suburban newspapers and specialty magazines that are coming out and so forth all the time. But now, if you want to go into the broadcasting business, you not only risk bankruptcy, but you'll go to jail.
Yes.
And now that's a big difference, you see. The United States government is selecting these corporations out and saying, you can operate this station, make these gargantuan profits. And so the government's in it already. And in order to keep it from being a restriction on free speech by the government when they grant these licenses, it's incumbent upon the government to see to it that there's some opportunity for all people to be heard over those stations. And that's what the Equal Time Rule is about, and that's what the Fairness Doctrine is about.
That was Nicholas Johnson, chairman of the National Citizens Committee for Broadcasting. In the 1960s and early 70s, he was a member of the FCC. You can write to Nicholas Johnson at 1028 Connecticut Avenue, Washington, D.C., zip code 20036. Phil Allen for NFO News, and that for today is something to think about.